You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabach.
I'm with Pete on that. I'm not sure about
computers. Yeah, I know.
Tech.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to convince you otherwise, but it's not working.
No.
This is John and Gordy filling in tonight.
Pete will be back next week, Monday.
Yeah, and we've got our big question tonight is, because it's Guac Day, right? We're celebrating. What is your favorite chip dip? Mm-hmm. And we have one response here. It's hard to beat queso dip with tortilla chips. Yum. And I once improvised and added some grated cheese and bacon bits to a tub of sour cream.
Ooh,
that was a party hit. I guess
it sounds good.
Not too hard to displease a party group. And how about this? My favorite dip has to be Pete Schwabach on a crispy, crunchy Nightlight episode.
Okay. You two guys ain't too bad either.
Yeah, there you go.
That's from Steady
Eddie. Well, I appreciate that. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we welcome in Tom and Christy Manis. They've been here a number of times on our local show here at WMDX, but good to have you on Pete Schwabach's show,
yes,
Nightlight. Good to have you both in.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah. So happy holidays.
Yeah.
We're getting into the holiday season here. And do you have any recommendations on holiday places to go, things to see around Wisconsin? Any
of
favorites?
Of course we do.
Well, that's good, because I asked you a little while ago to come up with some, so I'm glad I asked.
But yeah, let's talk about the books, Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. That's one book, and the other one is Secret Wisconsin. You're very mysterious and very secret, but some great places that you have discovered. Tiny little things, big things. It's just an amazing book. And
I would suggest
these books, if you're really going to make kind of a staycation in Wisconsin, pick up these books. They're invaluable.
Yeah. And if you know somebody that you don't know what to get them for Christmas, talking about Christmas,
it's
a perfect gift.
It is. It really is.
Yes. And another thing too, is we like things that are really inexpensive.
Yeah.
In Secret Wisconsin, you can do everything, experience everything in a book for $64.80.
There you go. See?
So some could say we were cheap.
That's pretty good.
I didn't want to say that.
So holidays. Give us some ideas.
I think I'll start out with one of my favorite things to do for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it's up in Barron, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I had to think. Barron, right? Barron County.
It's Barron County, right outside of Rice, like the small town of Cameron. It's a really small town.
It's called the Pioneer Village Museum.
Okay.
And for one weekend, they open up at Christmas, and Santa's there, and you can take the horse-drawn buggies around, and there's music in the little chapel, and there's gifts and crafts. It's really fun.
Yeah,
you buy ornaments there.
Yeah, you can buy anything, and it's free.
Really?
It is.
Yeah, and that is this year. It's December 6th and 7th.
Mm. Okay,
excellent.
And we'll be there.
Oh, you are. Oh, okay. Do you go every year? Make it an annual deal.
We try to go and see Santa.
Yeah.
Because it's really unique. They have Santa in like a boathouse with an old boat.
And the old boat. It's a little different. That's a little different.
But
the old boat on display is one that used to be one that delivered mail on one of the lakes.
Okay.
So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting. Okay. Sounds so cool. Santa's delivering mail. And sitting in a boat on Christmas.
But it really is a unique.
Different. Yeah, it is different.
We like
back
different.
In time for that.
And the kids like that kind of thing.
Kids love it.
Yeah.
So what made you think how many we're going to go this year? Why would you have thought about doing that?
Well, because we're signing our books there.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. What date are you going to be there?
We're going to be there the 6th and the 7th.
Okay.
Friday night and then Saturday during the day.
Okay.
Actually, that'd be Saturday night and Sunday during the day.
Yeah, it's a good thing I keep her around.
That's, okay. Yeah, I know.
All right.
My wife, the same thing. So that's, how far is that from Madison?
Oh,
that's quite a trip.
So it's about, it's under 4 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an easy ride.
Any other, any other holiday ideas that jump out at you this time of year?
Well, there has to be a whole bunch of them.
Oh, there's all kinds of them. Oh,
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. You made a list. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he.
Oh, yeah. See, we're quick.
You brought all this stuff in. Let's go to the next one.
Another favorite of ours is in Sparta, is a Kris Kringle Market.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. And it's, I mean, they have the little wooden, market booths.
Yeah.
That they built. You know, it really looks European. And it's really crowded because it's really popular.
Yeah.
But throughout town, they have these sections set up with a little booth. And, you know, people are selling their handmade crafts or whatever, you know. And you know, Cousin Eddie makes an appearance straight with his bathrobe holding a can of beer.
Wow.
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he comes for free or if they hired him. I don't know. But it's kind
every
of fun.
Year it's a different Cousin Eddie.
Sure.
Yeah. It could be, yeah.
And Sparta's, that's not that far away from here.
No, that's close.
Close, yes. That's a little closer, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we would highly recommend it. I mean, it's really a cool spot. Yeah. A lot of stuff to do.
Okay. They have a really good spiced apple cider.
At Jenny's Cupboard.
Yeah.
It's an old it's not old. It's a restaurant when you can step back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in there is antiques, but everything has a purpose and a story. It's not like they just pulled a bunch of antiques and
threw it in there.
Yeah, I mean it really is a good place, and they make all their food handmade. And her recipe for apple cider is, I think if I remember right, from her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And it's really good. Yeah.
Handed down from the ages.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what else you got next for us? Let's go to the next one.
Well, I mean,
you have the list over there, so
yeah. Well, you can't read it.
No.
Oh, okay. You're
going to get into a family argument.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Live.
It's a good thing we put you on opposite sides of the table here.
So in Spooner, another huge event in Spooner is Ladies Night Out, where, you know, you bring donation or you buy something from one of the stops or one of the shops, excuse me, and you get entered into the drawing. But it's probably one of the most popular events in Northwest Wisconsin. We'd also recommend going there too. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Up in the Northwoods.
Spooner.
Okay. Ladies Night, did you say?
It is Ladies Night, and that is November 24th.
Yeah.
It's a Monday night from 2 to 8.
Right. A lot of husbands go though also.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's a nice brewery there. So
okay. Yeah. So they can go to the brewery.
Yeah. I would have thought more of a singles thing than anything.
Well, you know,
that's where that bar is, the
Big Dick's Buckhorn Saloon.
Where President Kennedy
peed.
That's in that town. Okay. So
there's
stuff
plaque
to do.
Over the urinal.
You gotta
familiarize everybody with that story.
Yeah.
I mean, that
tell us again.
Yeah.
So when JFK was campaigning in Northwest Wisconsin, he was in Spooner. You know, he hit all the small towns.
I know.
But you know, just like everybody else, you got to go. So,
right.
So he stopped in this bar and took
Big
a
dicks.
Leak. Yeah. Took a leak. And then, when he was done, somebody handed him a glass of beer. A lady bought him a glass of beer and he drank a little, but left it there, but they kept the cup. Mm-hmm. And it's now in a display that they have, newspaper articles, but also the bathroom hasn't changed since he was there. So you can stand there and you can literally go to the bathroom and pee the same place that JFK did. Because I don't think it's been updated and it's not very clean either. But
well, it's too bad that women can't participate, but I get it. Yeah, this reminds me of Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Do you ever see that movie?
I did
because
not.
Because they had one of the little people drink out of a glass, and they saved the glass and they put it on top of the bar, and everybody was just oohing on over something so silly.
It's the same thing.
Something like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they have a little display case on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, with a few things in there.
Sounds like a great trip, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that.
There's actually a lot of things to do in Spooner that people don't really know about.
Mm-hmm.
Most people focus on Hayward, which is 30 minutes away, but Spooner really is one of those little hidden towns that you need to look at.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a big recommendation, a big thumbs up.
Talking about some holiday things here with Tom and Christy Manis, travelers
Historic Wisconsin Road Signs. Yes. One of the books, and the other one is Secret Wisconsin. Well, fill us in. What else
any,
do you got?
Any other holiday ideas?
Oh,
well,
sure.
Holiday trips. Lacrosse, yeah. They have the rotary lights.
Oh, yeah. Which, now, I mean, I've heard
every,
about this.
Yeah, every town has lights.
Yeah, but
Lacrosse, this is a big it's deal. Over the top.
It and is a big deal.
I think it was a couple years ago, somebody vandalized all their lights or stole their lights.
Oh, and, no.
But they're back up now this year. I know they're putting them up right now.
What is a rotary light?
It's a light display put on by the Rotary Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and it's right down on the Riverfront Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It is.
Now we have a question here from Anna of Madison. Says, hi, John, Gordy, and Conrad. Please ask your guests about the Old World Christmas Market at the Ostaff Resort in Elkhart.
Ostaff Resort. Is that what it is? Lake?
Do you know about this?
I know about it, but little, I haven't been.
We haven't been.
Okay. All right. See, place to stop.
All right.
Yes. But also down there in Lake Geneva, you might have heard of the Santa Cruz. They take the mail boat. And you can take your kids on a cruise, and they go through a light display on the shoreline. And at the very end, there's a little house with Santa there and the kids. Now, you can't go in the house, but Santa comes by the boat.
And so
the kids get to see Santa.
That's cool. So it's in Lake Geneva?
It is.
So that's before the lake freezes over, right?
Well, yeah, and they have little people swimming out there to keep it from, like the ducks.
There you go.
They didn't have enough ducks, so now they're little bathing caps, you know.
See, that's a detail that we didn't cover.
Okay, here's another one. It's not in Wisconsin, though.
Oh, all right.
Sure.
It's in Fairfield, Iowa. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They put on a great Christmas event there. They have a town square with a gazebo, old-fashioned, everything. They have horse and buggy rides around the square. They do a kickoff where they light everything up. They have a Grinch Christmas village.
Oh.
Which is so much fun.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's done. I think it's a carpenter that puts it on. So they build all these little things and the families can go through.
Is that Whoville? They got
it is. Yeah, right. And the buildings are like from the movie. But Fairfield, Iowa, they do an incredible job with Christmas.
What part of Iowa is that?
Southeast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fairfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all also right. One of the quirkiest towns you'll ever come across.
Really?
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 10,000 people. Oprah called it America's.
Who cares?
Yeah, anyway.
But they have
most unusual small town.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have more restaurants per capita than San Francisco in this little bitty town.
Wow.
And the restaurants are anything you could think of.
Mm-hmm. There's Turkish, Ethiopian, Egyptian, anything.
What a mix.
You wouldn't think of it in a small town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Oprah got about a minute left here.
Okay. Also, Yerkes Observatory. I hope I said that right. The world's largest glass tree. They started last year or 2 years ago. Glass blowers are actually blowing glass on site, and then they're taking the hot glass and building the tree.
Wow, that must be incredible. Tremendous. Wow.
Yeah.
Do I have enough time? I have one more really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. In Eau Claire, there's a place called the Glass Orchard.
Okay.
And they do glass works, and they also have an apple orchard. But for the next couple of weeks, they hang all their glass ornaments in the apple trees, and you can walk through
the
magical fantasy land and pick out what you want.
All right.
What a combination, orchard and glass blowing.
Yeah. Okay.
We will continue with Tom and Christy Manis and find out some more ideas for the holidays. It's John and Gordy in for Pete Schwabe on the Civic Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy in for Pete Schwabe on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're back with Tom and Christy Manis with talking about some holiday ideas and other ideas, places to go this time of year that might be fun for you and the family. And taking your texts and your phone calls, if you want to call in,
608-879-8255. Question of the night, because it's guac day today. What is your favorite chip dip? And feel free to give us
Let's ask Tom and Christy.
A text.
Guacamole definitely is mine.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what do you like in it? Do you like the cumin idea and a little dash of lime? Wouldn't that make it taste really good?
No, I like it. Pretty plain, you know, little diced tomato, little diced onion.
Oh yeah, yeah, diced tomato. That works.
And a little diced onion and little lime juice, and pretty simple.
Well, cumin. See, you have everything but cumin in it. If you put just a little pinch of it,
John's crazy for cumin.
I'll try it.
Try it. It really makes it kind of Mexican.
Well, I've had my fill of cumin lately, because last night we were at our local EAA chapter chili cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it had a little too much in there. It was a little strong.
Yeah. I've been to those chili cook-offs, you know, in Sturgeon Bay. Careful. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great stuff up there.
Christy, do you have a favorite dip?
I do. It's not his. I like an old-fashioned one that my mom used to make, which is cream cheese, sliced olives, Worcestershire sauce. And some olive juice. It's just milk.
Yeah.
Put a little milk in it.
Are they green?
Green olives. Okay. Yes.
That would be good.
And it's good on a bagel also.
I do like it too.
Yeah, he likes that too.
Well, it's good that you can get along.
You can agree on something once in a while. Okay. All right. Let's get back to some more travel ideas for this time of year, or any time of year. What do you got?
Basically.
Yeah. Okay. So in Oshkosh is Celebration of Lights.
Which is basically a celebration of light.
Okay. It's very celebratory.
Well, it goes from the invention of the light bulb all the way up to neon, and then
it does. But if you're in the Oshkosh area, it's a great thing to do.
Well, how about, we have a celebration of lights here in Madison.
It's great.
In Olin Park?
Is it Olin Park.
I love
it's
that.
The same kind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great thing.
Read that Violet Zoo is going to have some kind of a light thing this year.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Well, I hope it doesn't scare the animals.
Yeah.
No. Maybe they're going to light the animals up.
No, that'd be something to watch them walking around.
Dress them up in, LEDs. You know, it's pretty safe that way.
Where have you traveled lately? What new things have you seen since we talked to you last? Have you been out and about and around?
Tell us about you're working on another book.
We are. There's a chance we have two released next year. The second one is pushing into the year. But our next one coming up is called Lost Treasures of Wisconsin. Its release date is scheduled for May 1st. Mm-hmm. And it's about things that aren't here anymore that everybody has fond memories of.
Yes.
We're pretty excited about that.
What? Have you got a couple of
like old bars and restaurants?
Yeah, Big Sky Drive-In.
The Big Sky Drive-In. I know where that was.
Headliners.
Headliners, yes.
Oh. We had a TV show called Smokey. Big Sky Drive-In.
We worked.
We worked at Channel 47, which is located
Which is right where
I was a viewer.
Were you really?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
Is that so? Were you living in Madison here?
Yeah, okay. I grew up in Mount Horeb.
Okay,
so you were the one person to watch that show.
Yeah,
it's fantastic to hear.
I remember when 47 started.
We were there.
That was a big deal when we got Fox then.
Yes, it was. Okay.
No, we're not. We're gonna save this story. This is a teaser. We're gonna save this story till release date. Okay. All right. But during the research on this book, with Smokies, Christy found, with being a good teaser, anyway, she found something really interesting with a family member that is tied to the restaurant that goes back from history that she didn't know. And it's really, really interesting.
Right. Can't wait to find that out.
I'm not going to tell you, but it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Now this is tied in with Smokies.
It is.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Which is a steak restaurant.
Right. Yes, it was.
It was.
It was. It's been rated. Yeah. The Midwest, best in the Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, Madison in Wisconsin.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. A lot of these, great restaurants don't pass along from generation to generation. Isn't it strange?
I think it is.
It is. Yeah.
You know, Madison had so many great restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do.
Yeah.
But a lot of the older ones are gone.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sad, well, I think.
Smokies was a great place.
It was.
One of my favorite.
And it was an iconic history.
Yeah.
You know.
You walked in there. It was like going back to 1960.
It
was
exactly. Really
good. They hadn't changed anything.
No.
Yeah. Now, wasn't there a dinner club right on Verona Road and the Beltline? It was in the shopping center parking lot. And it was a steakhouse, I believe. It was a fantastic, well, maybe it was a, maybe they had fish there. I can't remember now.
No, I can't remember that
okay,
either.
Well, how about La Tigre? It's still there. I know. La Tigre. Have you been to the La Tigre?
I don't know that one.
Oh, my gosh, a bar. Right?
Okay. Oh, you have to go to La Tigre because that is a legend in Madison.
It's right off the Beltline at exit?
Verona Road.
Okay, mm-hmm. Verona Road. And
it's a little
it's right next to Dorn's Hardware.
Yes,
it is. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And they have hot oil lamps in there all over. At mm-hmm. least they did when we were in there. And it's actually brake oil. And they, they heated brake oil.
That has a nice smell.
Tigers on the walls. And it's a lounge.
And
so it's a dark lounge.
And you will get reprimanded if you swear in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
quirky. Can't say any swear words.
I think that's the son that took it over. He probably doesn't like that.
Now, do you know that from experience? Or?
No.
Gordy swears all the time.
I swear a lot. it's a problem. And I got kicked out. No, I don't know.
Oh, that's quirky.
We haven't been in there for a while. Yeah, it's a weird place, but it's a fun place. Good place to go. All right. We're going to continue with Tom and Christy.
What? Wait, we got another suggestion here, Mark. Right. Prayer to Sex is just a recipe for pumpkin hummus.
Yeah.
And that looks kind of interesting. I guess
it does look interesting. Interesting.
We'll get to more in just
a moment. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by this. Yes, we're back on the air.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. John and Gordy are filling in tonight, and we have very special guests and great books as well. It's Tom and Christy Manis, and tell us. Wait. Let me just go first to our text here because we've got a few texts and suggestions.
Let's get caught up.
We talked about the pumpkin hummus, which sounds like a really good deal, doesn't it? I mean, that sounds like fun.
I've never thought about pumpkin. I'll try it.
We mix pumpkin in almost everything now. We put it in tomato sauce or spaghetti sauce. We always mix it in and
I've never heard of that.
It really is. It's really good. We found out only because at Aldi they sell it. All in one container, pumpkin and tomato sauce or spaghetti sauce.
Oh, wow.
And it's really nice. It kind of waters down the tomato taste, the bite, and it's fantastic stuff.
One of the chili recipes last night had pumpkin.
Oh, yes.
And it did. Yes. It took
the bite away from it.
Acidic away. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they always say to give it to dogs if they have an upset stomach, too.
Is that right?
So that makes sense.
Well, I didn't know that.
John Murray, we appreciate your comment about John and Gordy in the morning. Great dynamic. Catherine is a nice
jump in every time. She jumps in every once
and
in a while.
And Gordy, your commercials are very well done.
Oh, well, thank you.
And John, your passion is exactly what we need to hear every day. Thank you both for the journey. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. And plus, he also mentioned here, hope to see you at the Atwood movie.
Oh, yes. Yes. The Godfather of Green Bay. Yes. We do want to remind everybody that's happening at the Atwood Music Hall here in Madison. You should make the trip. This is a Pete Schwabe written movie. He directed it. He stars in it. There are some other stars in there. Tom Lennon and Lauren Holly. Yes. And I'm missing somebody.
Lance Barber.
Tony Goldwyn.
Lance Barber.
That's right. Thank you, Conrad. Anyway, this is happening at the Atwood Music Hall here in Madison, December 4th. That's a Thursday night, 7 p.m., powered by our friends at Downdrin's Distilling. And it all goes to help, or portions of it go to help the Dane County Humane Society.
And thank you, Eric Swenson, for filling me in as far as the supper club. I couldn't think the name of. It was a fish place or a steak place on Verona Road and the Beltline, and it's called Filer's
Supper Club.
Yep.
Okay. Remember the White Horse?
Oh, yeah. Downtown? Right down the block.
You remember that? Yes. Yeah, it was right. Yeah. Was right
over there. That would be in your new book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Nob Hill. And there's so many of them. Yes. The Cuba Club.
Oh, yeah.
The Cuba Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah.
Well, that's kind of Madison-y, but we're statewide at this point.
Right.
But read about it in their next book. When is another that's coming out in summer.
May 1st.
Okay.
And that book, Lost Treasures of Wisconsin, is literally the entire state.
Okay.
We tried to get things from every part in the state.
All right.
Okay. And then the book we're working on right now is Small Town Wisconsin.
Small Town Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's going to be towns with 15,000 people or less.
Mm, okay.
But it's, you know,
what are you looking for when you go to a small town like that?
We look for quirky.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing we look for.
We don't look for old buildings or stuff like that. We like pop culture and exciting stuff.
It'll have like lore.
Yes.
Famous people, you know, pretty
much. How the town started.
It's got to have a cool vibe to it.
Okay.
What's the smallest town in the book? Do you have an idea yet?
Oh, we haven't got that far.
We don't know yet.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
We're still picking towns.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I was up near Shawano and driving through the countryside, and we ran across a diner. No, it wasn't a diner. It was a supper club, and it was the most gorgeous-looking supper club I think I've ever seen. It was neon lights and flashing signs, and you go in, and it's really kind of nice, but it has a regular bar. And I mentioned this the other day. It had a ham sign, you know, where the
ham's beer
and the water would rotate and it would look like it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was hypnotized.
I love neon. So,
It wasn't the fire room or fireside.
Maybe. I can't remember the name of it. It was just unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were in. Shawano. Did you go to Twig's Sundrop Museum?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, right in town.
Yeah, yep. That's kind of a fun place.
Yeah, it is.
There's
yeah.
so much packed in there.
Because, Sundrop was my favorite soda when I was a little kid.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it still is ours.
Oh, yeah, it still is.
Yeah.
We don't really drink a lot of coffee, hardly. She doesn't drink any. I occasionally will have some, but our coffee in the morning is Diet Sundrop.
Wow. Now, that place is amazing on a Saturday. Mm. All the people bringing in their bottles and exchanging them for full bottles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some people getting 4 and 5 cases at a time exchanging.
And they have kids that wheel them out to their car.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun place.
Is that on the Fox River side? Or is it on the downtown side? I mean, it's all downtown, but...
It's downtown.
Yeah. But is it...
It's...
You know, where the river is.
Yeah, it's closer to the river.
It's on the north side. On the north side of the street.
Yeah.
On Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to be there.
Oh, you are?
We're going to be signing books there, too.
We are.
We're everywhere.
We're signing a lot of books lately.
This is our list the next couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
You're on tour.
And this doesn't have everything.
Let's mention a few more today. Because we've got the statewide audience tonight.
Okay, sure. So when are we at Sundrop?
Okay,
give us a date and time.
Saturday the 22nd.
In Shawano.
Thank you. I have a hard time with it.
Shawano?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you should see the looks we get.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're at Twig's Sundrop Museum on Saturday the 22nd from 10 to 12. And then later that day, we're going to be in Stevens Point at Bound to Happen Books from 2 to 4. Okay. And then we mentioned Spooner Ladies Night Out. Yeah. We're going to be there signing books at Round Man Brewing. December 4th, we're going to be at Pepin Library. And then December 6th, we're going to be at Pearl Street Books in La Crosse, and then also Pioneer Village, the 6th and the 7th in Cameron, which is just outside of Rice Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 11th, we're going to be in Superior at the Bong Veterans Historical Center. If you haven't seen that, it's really cool. They've got a cool P-38 Lightning World War II
machine.
And he's one of the top, maybe the top, he's one of the top aces of World War II.
Really?
So, I mean, it's... I'm a Warbird fanatic, so I love that stuff. So I'm really excited to do that. And I did pick up a book about him recently. I just haven't had time to read it. And then the 12th, we're probably going to be in Hurley. We're waiting to finalize that. Mm-hmm. And then I added 3 more today.
But then we're leaving for Europe on the 18th.
Okay.
Yes. Now that's going to be a different book, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll be there. We're going to be in Europe the Mediterranean, actually,
yeah,
over Christmas, which we're kind of excited about. Spending Christmas. We're going to actually spend Christmas Day in Italy.
Oh,
so that should be interesting this year.
Yeah, who am I thinking of that does a tour of Italy, all the restaurants there on CNN? He's an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a good show.
That is such a great show.
It's a interesting. Great show. Oh, another great show, if you haven't seen it, is Somebody Feed Phil.
Somebody Feed Phil.
Phil
Rosenthal?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. We love that show.
He was just here recently, too, in Madison.
Oh, was Milwaukee. He?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a book tour right now.
He produced Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Last month, I think.
Travel show, and he goes around to different restaurants all over the world. And
what a great gig.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have fun, too, don't you?
We have a blast.
Yeah. You must put a lot of miles on the car every year.
We do.
Right?
We do.
We do. Yeah. We have to get a new one about every 2 years. And the prices aren't that great now.
No. Do you have a hybrid? I hope you do. It saves a lot of gas.
No, unfortunately, we have a big truck.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of the places we go are off-road, roads, swimming highways. Yeah. So we like to go to the mountains, Colorado, Rockies, as much as possible. Yeah.
All right.
But we do love what we do.
Yeah. Well, I can tell. I mean, you're writing a book about everything that you do. So
do you still
we're keeping track.
The magazine articles?
We do.
We write a lot of places. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a website?
We do. Okay. Smalltownplussize.com.
Smalltownplussize.com.
Yep. We are actually Small Town Travel Specialist.
And then on social, it's Tom and Christy Travel.
Well, Instagram is Tom. It's just our names, Tom and Christy Manos on Instagram, and Facebook is Small Town Plus Size.
Why the plus size? Can you just fill me in here?
Because when years ago, we used to go to small towns and made plus size adventures out of small towns.
Because there's this misconception that there's nothing to do in small towns, where actually you'll find more and quirkier things in small towns than you will in most other places.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any museums that pop up in your travels lately that you've gone to?
In Sparta. Okay, there's the
Sprockets and Rockets.
Yeah. It's
They
have bicycles and they have astronauts.
There was an astronaut from Sparta, right?
Deke Slayton.
Deke Slayton. He was one of the early, what are they called? The Mercury 7. And Deke Slayton never got into space because he had some inner ear problems. I remember hearing about that.
It's a neat museum.
Yeah, his museum is a combination of a bicycle museum and a space museum. And
why it's not?
The only place in Wisconsin where you can see an actual moon rock.
And do you remember the
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember the bicycle that had they put skis on it, and then there was another bicycle they put ice skates on it?
Okay.
Well, they have them at that museum. And you can't, I mean, they were only made for like once because people were getting hurt. Yeah, people were getting hurt.
It really didn't work.
So,
but if you tried.
If you want to see them, that's the place to go.
Sparta.
Yeah. So Sparta is really, it's a cool town that people overlook. Mm-hmm. And I think they don't have a lot of advertising dollars, but it is really a really quirky museum. Now, also, you remember all the roadside attractions back in the day, because you talked about it this morning, too, the big roadside fiberglass attractions.
Yes.
Well, Fast Fiberglass Company, just outside the city limits, made a lot of those across America.
Oh, there you go.
And you can walk through the...
You still have the molds and
all that? Yeah, the molds. Yeah. And you'll see, like, Big Boy and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, I think it's the fiberglass graveyard is what they call it.
Yeah. I want to go to the fiberglass graveyard.
Well, it really is cool because you get to look through and just imagine what these, you know, molds were and what they created, because you're seeing the outside, not the details on the inside.
Sparta, is that where the McPherson company is? Or maybe I'm thinking of another place.
Where's the place with the muskie?
Hayward.
That's the Hayward. Giant muskie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The
Freshwater fishing
Hall of Fame Museum.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can stand. I think they say you can fit like 20 something people inside the mouth when you go inside.
Mm.
And it's like,
you can go inside.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's stairs. Yeah, yeah. There's stairs. And stairs then you can overlook crazy. The city and it's got the big teeth, you know,
I want a picture.
We got to do this.
We really
have Yeah. If you to. Take a lot of pictures when you,
yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Thousands. Yeah.
Because see, we should all go on a road trip together.
I like it.
Oh, we should get a bus.
Yes.
Go through the state, see all these things.
The John and Gordy
tour.
Talk
about them.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but we take so many pictures because you never know when you're going to need something. Mm-hmm. And when something comes up, when an opportunity for an article comes up, you know, you just search your pictures for something and it's like, oh, yeah, I have photos so I can write about it, you know? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's terrific.
Well, that's great stuff.
Okay. Let's see. Got a few more minutes to go. But
you were talking about small towns, though. Anything interesting that you've come across so far that makes small towns so unique?
The people.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, we're running out of time for this particular section, but we'll come back with more.
Be back with Tom and Christy Manis. It's John and Gordy filling in for Pete Schwabe on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
This is Nightlife with Pete Schwabe, John and Gordy filling in tonight. Mm-hmm. And we're finding out a lot of places to go in Wisconsin. Yeah. Wow.
Conrad helping us out this evening. Pete Schwabe will be back on Monday. We're continuing our conversation here with Tom and Christy Manis. So where are we headed next? What are we doing? What's happening?
Well, let's go to Phillips.
Phillips. Where is Phillips?
So Phillips is...
it's on Highway 13.
Yep. And it's
way up north.
Most people have driven through it going up north, and you see these, you know, concrete things on the side of the road, just on the south side of the city limits, and it's Wisconsin Concrete Park. And you know, and,
okay, wait, you know, the Wisconsin Concrete Park.
Something
it is,
yes,
something that doesn't seem like it'd be an attractive place to go.
Exactly. And you drive by and you see a few things, you go, oh yeah, that's interesting, but you keep driving.
Yeah.
You have to pull in.
Yeah. It's so it started by Fred Smith, who was a lumberjack back in the day. But he started, his parents were immigrants from Germany. And then he started building these things in his spare time out of concrete. And he made them out of like colorful on the outside, colorful glass, anything that would shine and catch the light. Mm-hmm. You know, he made sculptures of different things. Now, he's a folk artist. And so that the Kohler Museum stepped in, they restored the park and then they turned it over to the city of Phillips and also an organization called Friends of Fred Smith, who run and take care of the park. Mm-hmm. And so his take on things, I mean, he was, I don't think he went very far in school because he was a lumberjack. He went to work.
Sure. He couldn't read or write.
Right. And he couldn't read or write. Mm-hmm. But he was one quirky dude. Yeah. I mean, he had his own bar on site too, where he would put, you know, the sleigh bells on his knees and play violin and jingle his knees along. Okay. I mean, he loved entertaining people. But in this park is over 200 concrete statues resembling different things. But you really have to look at the depth that he thought of these things and these statues. Mm-hmm.
There's the Clydesdale, the Budweiser Clydesdale.
Yes.
Horses. He's got that there. Mm-hmm. He's got a bride and a groom. He's got all kinds of animals.
Sacagawea. Mm. But everything has a meaning, though. It's not just building statues just because it looks nice or it's fun. Everything has a very deep meaning to him, and it's significant to him.
Hmm. And in his bar, they served Rhinelander beer in the glass bottles, obviously, in the day. And they used to hide the broken bottles under the dirt of the floor. But he ended up taking those bottles and using them in his artwork. Hmm. So,
okay.
It's kind of a neat place. Cool. Above the bar, they have created an Airbnb, which is, we've stayed there. And I had Tom all stressed out because I said it was, all those things came to life at night. And there was a back door that was all glass. And
so no, I know little, they don't come to life.
Well,
you
maybe
know.
They do. Yeah. They yeah. could. You don't know. So, and that, and they do yeah. a lot of unique, I want to say classes. You could take different art classes there. They
we took a felting for the
holidays.
Class.
Yeah, but talking about holidays, that's a great place to go because they're decorated for the holidays.
Okay.
And it's just fun to go and walk through.
We took a felting class.
Phillips, yes, right downtown Phillips.
What kind of class?
A felting class. You know, I'm not the artist at all, so I'm like, yeah,
the felt.
Felt.
Okay.
No, yeah.
It's fiber arts.
Well, we made felt things.
Well, fiber arts, of course.
Yeah, we made felt okay. things. But she ended up making, she made a Jim Croce.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. As an ornament for our Christmas tree.
That's oh, nice. Very nice.
Unique. Yes. See, we're okay. very quirky and yes. unique.
I just made a blob and got it finished as fast as I could.
Yeah. Yeah. This cement park. Concrete park. My wife has been there.
What?
Her writer friend lives just outside of Phillips.
Oh, no
okay.
kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
And she went there and she said it's the most weird place ever.
It is.
I mean,
it's different.
And, you know, like I guess you put sticks in the concrete and it creates soldiers or something like that.
Oh,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds
yeah.
of things.
It's just wow. a weird thing.
I mean, they have a big muskie and they have a milking maid, you know, milking a cow.
But imagine sure. that at night. See, can't yes. you see where these things yes, might come absolutely. Alive or they're haunted sure. or something?
Yes, you would
it's like
think
kind
it would
of
be.
Like a why graveyard.
Not? Yes. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, Kohler Museum restored it and it really is a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at it and look, there's, like I said, there's over 200 sculptures and yeah. each one has a significant meaning.
It's really an amazing place. I mean, she was stunned. That right. it's up there right in the middle of nowhere.
It is. But people drive. I mean, yeah. we're guilty of it too. I mean, we drive yeah. by, you know, but you need to go in and take a look. And they're doing a better job with creating plaques and explaining mm-hmm. his art and so forth. But he's a folk artist.
Yeah.
From immigrants. So yeah. it's, yeah.
That's great stuff.
I think
that's
there's really like, stuff. There's probably four parks similar to that around the state.
Yeah.
Where oh, the really? People have immigrated and yeah. that's how they express themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's one in what is it? North Freedom.
Oh, between North Freedom and Bear.
There's a steel.
Oh, what is this?
Yes, did all the steel construction
remember.
And
weld. Oh. Do you remember the name of this? It's right on Highway 12.
Yeah, Evermore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Evermore
yeah.
is right across from the ammo
yes.
plant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Badger I've been there.
Yeah, right beside the Laney's.
Amazing place.
Yeah. yeah.
I bought a few things at the Laney's back in the day.
Oh, did you? Really? Wow.
Okay. Obviously, they weren't worth keeping. I don't have them.
By the way, this John Murray says, "Hey, John, you know, I liked your talking like a soldier bit. Remember when I
was that
from?" I went on the front lines. I pretended like I was in some kind of documentary.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. All right, thanks,
John. We got about we're out of time.
We're
actually.
Out of time now, but
Tom and Christy Manis.
It's always amazing.
Fun
your,
stuff.
Your things are just amazing.
We just love coming.
Yeah, well, we love having you here. And if you want to find out more about Tom and Christy, go to smalltownplussize.com. And you find out about all the books and their travels and everything else. And yeah, keep in touch. We'll have you back.
Definitely. Or go to Amazon and just plug it in.
Yeah
you can get it anywhere.
You can get it at our
very good.
Publisher's website.
Okay.
Terrific.
Yeah. Yep. Free shipping.
All right. It's John and Greg.
Free shipping.
Still going.
Okay. All right. Now I got it.
That's going to do it for us. Conrad, thank you for all your help. Yeah. Pete Schwab will be back on Monday. It's John and Gordy here for Pete and everybody here at Civic Media. Have a good weekend. And we'll be.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.